T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, this dude's going to wind up being rich, but not as rich as he thought he was.
But how much money do you really need?
I want to take you to Michigan here, where a guy by the name of Richard A. Zelasco played the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And he won $80 million. But he didn't really win $80 million.
Well, he did. He just had to part with a little more of it than he thought he might.
Nearly 2 years after filing for a divorce, he won a Mega Millions jackpot in 2013 worth $39 million after taxes and deductions. By the way, don't you love that? You win 80 after taxes, yeah. You get $39 million out of it.
And the state thanks you.
But after that, I mean, the divorce doesn't go final until 2018.
Took him a while to work this out, yeah.
So that's a 5 years, and I hope I never go down that road.
What are you fighting about for 5 years?
Maybe the millions of dollars that you won.
But he hadn't won them yet.
That's true. That's very true.
What were you fighting about before that?
An arbitrator has now ruled for the couple that the tickets winning should be shared because it was part of the marital estate.
Because they were still married.
The court noted the arbitrator reasoned, quote, that was probably not the first lottery ticket the defendant purchased during the marriage.
Interesting point.
Oh my gosh. So the losses throughout the marriage were incurred jointly.
Mm-hmm.
So should winnings be.
The ticket was marital property.
So the guy who may have bought 100 lottery tickets in the time they were married and maybe won or lost on all of them or most of them or whatever, because those losses out of those joint accounts were losses throughout the marriage that were shared. So the wins have to be the same, and they weren't. Oh my
gosh. Let me just tell you again, though, this couple separated in 2011. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He wins. He buys the ticket in 2013. So they've been separated for 2 years. It's another 5 years before this divorce is final. To spend that long. Oh my! I don't know how long they were married before that.
Like, I wonder. So when? Okay.
So as long as you're still married, you're still married.
So they separated and filed for divorce in 2011.
Well, I don't know when they filed, but they separated in 2011. Well,
according to Channel 9, nearly 2 years after filing for a divorce, he won in 2013.
Maybe he filed pretty quickly.
So they filed, and they fight for 2 years. And while they're fighting for 2 years,
he wins
$80 million.
And because the divorce is not final, because they were taking too long to work stuff out, the judge says married is married. Because here's why. Here's partially why I think why. I have known couples who have filed for divorce, mm-hmm, and then not gotten divorced. I have known, yes, couples who have separated and then changed their minds, or filed for divorce and then you reconcile or whatever. And so until it is final, there is still a chance that you are going to stay together as a married couple.
Absolutely there
and
is.
And that's the reason that there was still a chance. Because there must have been a reason it was taking so long to work things out. Maybe they were, we don't know, the story, mm-hmm, doesn't tell us. Maybe they were in couples therapy. Maybe they were trying to reconcile.
And I don't know how educated this man is. I don't know how old this guy is. I just see the name Richard Zelasco. That's all I got.
We know very little about him.
Even I know, Jamie, that until you cross the finish line of being divorced,
mm-hmm,
even if you're filing and fighting and arguing and there's an arbitrator, and because I've got a lot of divorce in my family.
Yeah, me too.
I get you really haven't finished the marathon, mm-hmm, until you cross that line.
Until the papers are signed.
Can't you give the ticket to your best friend? Can't you say,
hey. But he bought it. But it's who buys the ticket.
Yeah, but nobody knows. Nobody's going to know. Like, if I buy the ticket, Jamie, if I buy the ticket and give it to you and you take it back to the QT.
That's a lot of trust that you're putting in that buddy.
But it truly.
Holy cow.
It really is. Absolutely.
That's $80 million in trust that you are putting in that buddy.
Do you have a friend you would trust that much?
I don't know.
I mean, if you say, listen, bro. Here's the deal. I have, because you have a year to claim your lottery ticket. And you know that the person you're divorcing is dragging this on.
He's dragging it on.
Or you can't see eye to eye. Or you know you're dragging it on. But wouldn't you know, like, Jamie, aren't you smart enough to know that
maybe this guy isn't.
Because could you go to your buddy and be like, listen, bro, I'm going to give you $2 million. But again, then what happens? Does your buddy then
get greedy and wants, you know, or suddenly loses the ticket or something?
Or loses your phone number?
So this
goes off the grid.
Here's another thing. And I don't really have a lot of personal feelings about this, but if I were to be a little more okay with it, they got married in 2004.
Okay.
So they've been married for a while.
7 years.
Before they separated. They have 3 kids together. So at least it's not like she's taking the money and running. They have 3 kids to support together. If they got married in 2004, their kids are still young enough. You know, presumably the kids were born in that first 7 years. So at least the money is staying where it's going to help the kids, you know, and be in the family with the kids. Something was going on, though, that it took them so long. I mean, 2 years in, they still had not reached a settlement yet.
I feel good that the kids at least will see the money.
And I feel better that they were married for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like if this was, they'd only been married a year and then they were separated for a while. Like if the...
It was a Nick Cage annulment.
Right. If the separation had been longer than the marriage, then I'd feel like this guy got absolutely shafted. But given that they were married for a while, I'm all right with it.
Sonia's in Harrisonville and has busted my plot if I ever win the lottery and fear Lee will divorce me. Sonia, thanks for calling. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, they pulled a video now when you win something big. They pulled the video to make sure you bought the ticket because sometimes there's a dispute between, like, friends or whoever bought the ticket, whoever bought the actual ticket and stuff like that.
Yeah, but do they check? How do you know that, by the way?
Because they check. Well, because I watched it on the internet because I was looking at how to, like, maybe do the lottery because my grandpa used to play the same numbers all the time, and he'd eventually win a little bit of money here and there. You know, so because he just changed numbers and then he'd win a little bit sooner or later and then he'd change again. So I was just trying to look at the odds. And when I saw that where they had, like, this convenience store was scamming them, you know, like if they had a good ticket, they'd say, oh, no, this one wasn't a winner. And then they'd pick this was a $5 winner and they'd get a $5 one out of their drawer and give it to them. You know what I mean?
So I hope those people got in trouble for trying to scam them.
Yeah, they did. The people at the stores and stuff. Yeah, because they'd trade them a $5 one for a $500,000 one and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And have someone else try to claim it. So yeah, they pulled the video on them.
Okay. Now my question is, do they pull the video if it's legit? Like, Jamie, if I just walk in and I'm like, hey, I won this $10 million prize, are they checking video? Will they go back to the date I bought it, look on the ticket and see?
I don't know.
Or is that only if there's a dispute?
Here's the other question a couple of you are asking, or a suggestion a couple of you have made. And I don't know, legally, I don't know what matters. If it's the date that you bought the ticket or the date that you claim it. But a couple of you have said, if I won the lottery in the middle of a divorce, I go to court, give her whatever she wants, get it finalized quickly, then go claim the prize. And I wonder if it matters if you bought the ticket while you were married versus if you claimed it. And I'm going to bet they go on when you bought the ticket.
The court noted the arbitrator reason, quote, this is from the official release, that was probably not the first lottery ticket the defendant purchased during the marriage.
I guarantee you it's when he purchased it. Because you have, would you say a year to claim it?
Yeah.
No, because anybody could do that then. Hurry up and get a divorce so you don't have to give him anything and then go claim your prize. No, you bought, it's up to you when you decide to claim it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the purchase date because that determines the numbers that matters.
Let's go to Shane and Lawrence. Hey, Shane, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, yeah. Great show. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Back in the 90s, there was a case where a couple had been married. She was a hairdresser. He was a school teacher. Just happy-go-lucky couple. And out of the blue, she files for divorce. Boom, everything's done. and it just blows the guy away. And then a year later, he starts getting these letters in the mail about buying the annuities and everything, and he does some research, and she had won like a $6 million, $8 million lottery. Not a whole lot of money, but, I mean, it is a lot of money, but, and so he finds out she had won the lottery, filed for divorce, and then claimed the winnings after the divorce was over. He took her back to court. The judge awarded him 100% of the remaining lottery deal because she was fraudulently trying to hide that asset.
See, that's it right there. And thank you for the phone call, Shane. Anything that happens from the moment you sign the marriage license and say I do to the point when you sign the divorce,
yeah,
everything, unless you have a prenuptial agreement, everything is binding and split.
And as somebody just pointed out, you also have to sign something saying there are no unaccounted for assets. And you would be aware that that would be an asset.
Yeah, you're lying
right
there.
So then you're lying to the court, and then you really have to lose it. He's still getting $20 million, guys.
He wound up actually getting $25 million. Okay. They awarded $15 to her.
Okay, so he's still...
Right.
You know, he's still going to be fine.
He's going to be all right.
Yes. don't feel bad for him.
He's going to be just fine. But still, to lose $15 million,
but it's all staying in the family. The kids are going to get it eventually anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.